these waves are physical distortions in our reality. You know, they really are stretching and contracting the space and the time that we're in.
But trying to see these gravitational waves using the LIGO machine is proving very difficult.
Gravity waves cause lengths to change in one direction differently than the other direction. So if I were very stretchy and a gravitational wave were going through me, this is what would happen. I would get shorter one way and longer the other way.
The machine works by using a laser beam to measure the distance between two sets of mirrors suspended at the ends of the two 4-kilometer-long tubes.
So from up here, you can see pretty much all the key components. You can see running off to the right there and also running down under our feet are tubes that carry the light to the end stations. So there's a mirror here and there's a mirror 4 kilometers over that way. And when the gravity wave comes through, the distance between those mirrors changes.
They're basically just fancy rules.
That's right. That's right.
But even after 5 years in continuous operation, the team hasn't been able to observe any violent gravitational hotspots. This is because they still haven't detected Einstein's elusive gravitational waves.